This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's taking place with the trade in the grains?
Well, we're seeing a little bit lower trade coming out of the break here this morning. We're looking at corn down 2.5 cents here to start the day session. Beans have come from five higher to about steady money. Oil, the bean oil is about steady. Wheat, kind of the bright spot, still seeing a little bit of follow-through gains there. Weekly exports came out this morning, really good for corn, pretty bad for beans, but meal picked up some of that slack as we saw just a terrific number on the soybean meal. So kind of a mixed bag of influence there. I think a lot of the trader attention is on this situation between Trump and Xi Jinping. Are we going to see that call take place? Are we going to work on harboring these relationships? China did file an official complaint with the FTO in the last 24 hours regarding the 10% tariff implementation. I don't know how tumultuous this can get, but right now it's definitely catching trader attention, and you combine that with some pretty widespread rainfall in Argentina, and it put the pressure on the beans yesterday. We'll see what kind of recovery we can mount here.
And what is the current situation for the Chinese economy? I know it took them so much longer even than the United States to kind of get things rolling coming out of the COVID period. Have they gotten on any firmer footing?
It doesn't seem so. Now, there has been a little bit of short-term optimism sparked by their developments in AI. That's kind of what hit the NASDAQ here domestically last week, well, in the last couple of weeks. So there is a little bit of optimism that maybe they can get a little advantage on the tech front that would help bolster things, at least for the time being.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn down 2.25 at 491 even. March soybeans unchanged at 1057 even. March soybean meal down 90 cents at 307.40. March soybean oil down 11 cents at 44.98. Chicago wheat up 1 cent at 592.75. Minneapolis wheat up 0.75 of a cent at 573 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 1 penny at 592.75. On the Merck, February live cattle down 65 cents at 202.95. March feeder cattle down $1.30 at 269.42. April lean hogs up 37 cents at 91.92. Class 3 milk is down a penny at 20.33. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.